This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Riddle me Wednesday. This is Riddle Me Wednesday.
All right, so we take turns every week. Seamus comes up with a riddle and then I come up with the next riddle for the next week. And by the way, when I say come up with them, I mean Google
find them on Google.
And find them, because how hard would it be to write your own riddle?
Horrifying. Yeah. Riley, hit me.
So I've got three riddles just in case they're too easy for you. And please do get involved on 13, 12, 16.
The one that stumps me is the one we'll go with.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, here we go. How many letters are in the alphabet? This is an easy one to get you started.
26.
No.
28? 24. Oh my gosh, this sucks. Next. I don't like it. It's dumb. It's how many letters in the alphabet, as in the words the alphabet or just alphabet?
I don't know. What's your answer?
Sucks. I don't like it. Next.
Okay. you fell hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, I was like, guys, listen to how smart I am. Right. Hang on. Just for the record, are there 26 letters in the alphabet?
I have no idea.
I'm fairly certain that's true.
What always ends everything?
A full stop.
No.
What always ends everything? A G.
Well done! You're on fire!
These are lame, by the way.
No, they're not.
They're lame.
They're simple but effective.
No, they're not.
What has only two words but thousands of letters?
What colour is the bear? Oh, wait, sorry. What?
No. What has only two words but thousands of letters?
What has only two words?
Yeah.
But thousands of letters?
Yes.
The mail.
No.
Post office. Am I correct? Is that all three of your riddles? Gone.
Yeah.
Just went through them. Nailed it. Don't bother about calling anyone. We've just finished all the riddles.
How did that happen? You're too smart.
Well, they were lame.
Were they lame?
Yeah, they were lame.
Why? What was so lame about them?
I'll be honest.
Everyone along
the same theme.
Everyone likes a short riddle.
No, they were all the same kind of play on words.
Okay. Like, all right, well, I'll find a hard, more difficult one for after 8:30.
Don't know about that.
Damn it. I really take a lot of pride and joy in making you confused.
What colour is the bear?
What? I didn't get it.
George
Brown.
On it. But now we got some creepy kids.
Da-na-na-na. Ready? Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na.
The Addams Family. Now, we do have two students from... Where are you guys from?
James Fallon High School.
James Fallon. Now, you guys are trying to recover. Your heart is beating so quickly because I just scared the bejeebers out of you.
Under the tables.
Yes. Yeah, we had Seamus under the table. We thought it'd be good to scare you guys because this is kind of a spooky story, the Addams Family. Yeah. You know, Seamus and I were looking at pictures this morning and we were like, this would have scared people back in the day, back in the olden days when the Addams Family were on.
So Ben and Celine, you guys are in the production. Yep. Now, I remember seeing loosely, you know, episodes and cartoons of the Addams Family. What's it about? What is the Addams Family?
So it's basically about a family that are not really normal.
What family is normal? Am I right?
That's
exactly
true.
Exactly right, but... Like
a dark
less
family.
Normal than most.
Yeah, they like weird things.
When I was a little bit emo when I was your age, I used to pretend I was Wednesday Addams.
That's a cool name, by the way. I like the name Wednesday.
But there's an actual storyline to your production, right?
There is. So the storyline is basically Wednesday, Gomez and Morticia's daughter, meets the love of her life, Lucas Beinecke. And their family. So they're from Ohio. And the Addams Family live in Central Park.
Okay.
And so basically they are meeting each other for the first time and Lucas and Wednesday are engaged.
And they're two very, very different families.
Right.
I love it.
So it's like one really normal family and one like not so normal family.
Right. Kind of like Romeo and Juliet, but just way different. Two families that are so different coming together.
You can't compare every love story to Romeo and Juliet.
It's basically responsible for most rom-coms.
Yeah, that's true.
So who are you guys playing?
So I'm Gomez Addams, which is the father of Wednesday and...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cool.
And I am playing Grandma.
Ah. who's playing Cousin It?
Cousin It.
Cousin It is... Oh, just a mixture of people, really.
Is thing in there? The hand?
Is that
the hand? The hand is at the start, so he comes out of the curtain.
It starts clicking at the curtains.
Yeah, good. Oh, I'm so excited. So when is this production on and how can we get around it?
So we have shows on Thursday morning and Thursday night.
7 p.m.
Friday morning and Friday night.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we get tickets? What's going on here?
Yes. How do you buy them? Tickets are available on the Cube's website.
Beautiful.
At the Cube. Yeah. This is a big deal. When I was doing high school musicals, we just did it in on the basketball courts in the Ecker Center.
Yeah. Well, Riley, what was your role again in Wizard of Oz? You were the you wanted to be Dorothy. But what did you
I ended up being the prompter. I didn't even have a role.
It's still a role.
No, it's not, Ben.
You're still in it. It's fine.
You know what? I used to try and muck them up, though, because if anyone paused for even, like, longer than 1 second, I'd be like, guys, your line is blah. You know, just, you know, I was very salty about it.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, guys, good luck. I'm looking forward to seeing the production,
Thank
The Addams
you.
Family by James Fallon High. And at the Cube, when's the opening night?
Tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Get around it. Thanks, guys.
Thank
You're amazing.
You. Sorry for scaring you. Do you mind if we put that on our social media pages?
Go for it.
Ben's face was hilarious. Rose and Seamus.
Now, Seamus, we uploaded a video onto our page, our Facebook page, at Hit the Border, because we didn't get what the hell was going on with these Coles Minis toys.
Yeah, so Tyson had to mansplain to us what Coles Minis actually are all about.
Okay, so when you spend $30 at Coles, you get mini versions of just stuff that you buy at Coles.
Now, it's called Coles Little Shop, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So yesterday we had Bella on the phone, and she's collecting them. She's only a few away. Oh, she's got 17, but she desperately wants the oak mini milk. Chocolate one. Ever
now,
one,
she's 12 years old, yeah. But we thought we'd get an adult here in the studio who is actually collecting Coles minis. He works here with us. Brandon, good morning.
Hello. How are you? Brandy.
Yeah, good. Now,
we're not allowed to tease him too much.
Well, you love these.
Oh, today's the day I realise I'm a sad person. When it all first started, the hype, you know, these toys, what are they? And I'm like, you know, who could be bothered doing that?
Yeah.
Next minute, as you can tell, I do my shopping at Coles. I don't know how much money I've spent there. I've got really 22 different collectibles so far.
Well, someone actually worked it out. I was talking to them on the phone the other night that you have to spend $900 to get all the Coles minis, but that's assuming you got a different one each time.
Exactly. And you don't know what you're going to get. So it's a packet and it's a big mystery. So you spend your $30 or more.
And is the exciting bit?
Well, it is. It's like a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Okay.
I've got double ups, which is really frustrating me.
What I like is that you're like, what the hell is this even all about? Like, I'm an adult. This is for kids, isn't it? Cut to, on a Saturday morning, you're running around to three different types of Coles to try and get the folder that they come in, right?
Oh, if anyone's got the folder, I'll happily take it off their hands.
Would you pay for it?
Absolutely.
How much would you pay for it?
Not a ridiculous amount. I think someone on eBay was selling the full set in the actual folder for near $1,000.
Wow.
So, well, that's too cheap.
We've got your collection here in the studio. Now, just a quick question. I always go through the self-service checkouts. So is this my error? Because I spend over $30 every time I go to Coles. You know what I mean?
That is a good question because last night I got caught out. I had to get some things and I went to Coles, of course. And I had these little toys in my mind, like I've got to rack up enough to spend
all you can
bucks.
Think about.
Yeah, fill up the basket. Anyway, it was super busy last night and I was in the express lane. I'm like, I don't have hours here. So I thought, I'll do the self-serve. And next minute I walk out and I'm like, the toys!
Where's my Coles Mini?
I forgot to actually ask. So I think the trick is if you do self-serve, you've got to exactly ask. Whereas they normally offer you if someone does the groceries for you.
Brandy, you've got double ups. We've got Bella. She's 12 years old. She might have something that you want or you might have something that she wants. So we're going to get her on the phone next.
Ready to go.
All right. With your doubles and her doubles, let's see if we can make a deal. I'm negotiating, remember, Riley?
Yeah, I can't negotiate, so I've got to shut up.
Now, everybody's going crazy for these Coles mini shop, Coles Little Shop it's called, where it's basically little products from Coles that you can buy. If you spend $30 at Coles, you get a little toy. Is that right?
I think so. Brandon's in the studio who works with us and he's getting around it. That's right, isn't it?
Exactly right. So you need to spend money to get the toys and you don't know what you're going to get. As I said earlier, it's like a lucky dip.
So
you get the risk of double ups, but Yeah, I think there's like 32
I've got
collect.
All of yours sitting in front of me, Brandy, and these
That's
are
a lot of
so
shopping.
Cute.
You're
Shaman.
Loving these,
I'm around
Riley.
Them. There's a little Tim Tam in the Tim Tam packet. Wait, it's not edible though, is
no,
it?
You can't eat.
Don't
that.
Try and unscrew the lid off the Vegemite. It doesn't work. Oh, I've tried that.
And I love how, Seamus, you pointed this out to me, but now I can really see it.
They're so out of proportion and it irritates me.
The bananas, like, and the coffee jar, it just can't.
Like,
that
it's
would
not
be
real.
Giant banana. Oh, wait, that actually is in proportion. Never
no,
mind.
It's not.
But just think to how big this could be. Like, you know, this is only 32 everyday supermarket items.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, you could, the options are endless what you could do.
Yeah.
Coles could go crazy with this.
Jeez, they really could.
Right. Now, okay. Bella's on the phone. Morning, Bella.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the show. Now, have you collected any more minis since we talked to you yesterday?
Yes, my mum went to the supermarket yesterday.
All right. Now, you were after an oak chocolate milk, weren't you?
Yes.
Do you have it?
No.
Okay, you don't have it. Now, Brandy, who's joining us in the studio here, he has some doubles. Now, you've also got some doubles, don't you?
Yes.
So maybe we're able to do a trade.
Yes. Well, Brandy, actually, I've heard that the Lipton tea is quite sought after, and you've got three Lipton teas.
Three? Yep, three Lipton teas. The Dettol hand sanitizer, little pump bottles. Yep. I've got three of those.
Bella, do they sound any interest to you?
The Lipton tea does.
Ooh, okay. So what are your doubles? What are you willing to trade for a Lipton tea?
So I have the three Messy Monkeys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we've already got that.
Yes, three Mount Franklin water bottles.
We've got one of them.
Two noodle cups.
Ooh, I need
noodle cup.
A noodle cup.
Underneath need, we've got... I can't find noodle cup where you've written it.
Well,
yeah, chicken noodles.
I can't see any noodle cup.
Well, chicken noodles, yeah. I need those. I'll need one of those.
Do you have chicken noodles?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
That's one.
So
that's one.
I'll trade off a tea bag, Bella, for one of your two-minute noodles or noodle cups.
Okay, that's a deal.
Have we got a deal? Absolutely, we've got a deal, ladies and gentlemen. That was easy.
Before we let Bella go, have you got any more double ups? Maybe we could, I don't know, come to another agreement.
Any other double ups?
Well, we've got Dettol hand sanitizer, Kiwi shoe polish, Pantene shampoo. That's it, other than the Lipton teas.
The only other double up I had was two Pantene shampoos.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work. Okay, we got
I'm happy with that.
That's a good deal.
That's a success.
That's a good trade-off.
All right,
Bella, stay on hold.
And
we might get your nan or your mum to come in and we'll trade them off and happy days. And if you want to do a trade-off on the air, let us know. Hit the border on Facebook.
Get in contact with us. We'll find you what you need. We'll get a double and we'll make the trade.
And we should also clarify, did Bella get the oat milk?
The what? No. We're still on the hunt.
We're still looking for oak.
I think they're really rare.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so are Lipton teas, aren't they?
Well, I don't know, because the Lipton teas, they were the first three I got. And I thought to myself, is that all we get?
You're just lucky, Brandy.
Lipton tea for an oak chocolate milk. Let's make this deal, baby. So last night on SBS, now I would never usually watch SBS, but when I saw adverts for this, I was like, I have to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Filthy Rich and Homeless. Now, it follows a group of people, basically, who are essentially filthy rich, and as a social experiment, they're homeless for 10 days.
Yeah, so it's not just an overnight thing either. No. 10 days on the streets, which makes me feel nervous at the thought of it.
Now, Ali Simpson, who is an Instagram sensation, she actually had to go homeless for 10 days, and she joins us now on the phone for all the way from America. Hey, Ali.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, we're so good.
We're so excited about this new show because I think it's really important to shine a light on this homelessness issue that we don't necessarily think about every day, but I bet it was very prominent in your mind for that 10 days, Ali.
Yeah, it definitely was. And that's why I sort of signed up to the show, because it is, to shine the light on the issue and just for me to understand and get a general, grasp and understanding of what this issue is really like and hopefully bringing awareness to the issue. But it was definitely, in my mind for those 10 days and then obviously, for a long time following that. So, yeah.
So what happened, Ali? Like, where did you sleep and what did you do for food?
So basically, the 10 days, you know, there was no guidance from the producers or directors. You pretty much had to fend for yourself and figure it out. So for the first couple of days, you know, I was dropped down in Woolloomooloo, and that was really quite scary. And I was just sort of walking around. I didn't feel safe sleeping around there. So I walked for God knows how long and ended up in Hyde Park and slept in the park. And I didn't really eat for a couple of days. And I ended up getting given a croissant and some macaroons from a couple on the third day because I was crying on a park bench. And, you know, it was really difficult.
So I was watching last night and, you know, as soon as they dropped you off, you know, you had your bags with you. You know, they had to take all of your jewellery, your phone, everything off you. And yeah. I remember watching you walking around so scared because people are yelling at you. And, you know, you're a 20-year-old, very good-looking young girl, completely out of place.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, you'd just stay up. You wouldn't be able to relax. Were you so tired over that 10 days?
Yeah, I think, you know, me and the other four participants all thought that the exhaustion was just out of this world, you know, because especially, like you said, me on the first night, I was, you know, dropped down there and I was getting yelled at and I was terrified. I've never been more afraid in my life. So I was, you know, you just feel so vulnerable and you can't really get your eyes shut for a second.
So has it changed your perception on how you view homelessness now? I mean, like I said before, it's not an issue that we think about every day. It's more of an issue we think about when we do walk past someone that's homeless.
Yeah. Yeah. I, obviously, going into the show, I had, you know, my judgments towards homeless people. And you do. You know, I'm guilty of walking past them and not acknowledging them or giving them anything, yeah. You know. But to me, it's not even about giving them money anymore. It's just stopping them and asking them, you know, if they're okay or what can I do for you, you know, in this moment, what do you need? Like, because I feel like there were so many different needs that I had over the couple of days and it wasn't even necessarily money, you know. It's just somebody to acknowledge you and make you not feel invisible. Like, it's really the most helpless feeling and purposeless feeling in the world.
So, Ali, it is a three-part series. I watched the first episode last night, but it's on tonight and tomorrow, SBS 8:30. What can we expect in tonight's episode?
Yeah. Well, tonight's episode, I think, is going to be a good one because we are now... The first step was 3 days on the street, and then the next step, we get paired with a homeless buddy. So we all find out who our homeless buddy is going to be, and basically we live by their terms for 2 to 3 nights, and all of us were quite scared and skeptical, wondering who we were going to be paired with, because I know one of them just got out of jail, and, you know, we were all pretty scared, and so this episode you'll find out who our buddies are going to be and see what life is like with a homeless companion.
Ali, thank you so much for joining us. And look, I really encourage you to watch it tonight, yeah. SBS 8:30. It's a real eye-opener watching Ali become homeless for 10 days, essentially. It's Riddle Me Wednesday.
Riddle Me Wednesday.
This is Riddle Me Wednesday.
All right, Tyson's in the studio as well. Morning, Tyson.
This is my most hated part of the week. I look like an idiot.
It's the most funnest part of the week for me.
I mean, it's fun for everyone, but I hate getting put on the spot to try and figure out a riddle.
13, 12, 16, if you're good at solving riddles, call us now.
I just want to give you the riddle that it was so funny because Shane was stuffed up on the first go. Okay. Just quickly, this is not the real riddle. How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said too, mate.
You did it too. In the alphabet, there's 11.
In the alphabet. Are you including the word D?
And alphabet.
One. Yeah, but you did you include the word D?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's one
anyway,
of those.
All right, guys, this is the harder riddle that I've got.
It was
got
worse
for
because Seamus asked that question literally in a meeting last week.
That's why I answered it so well.
Because Seamus was like, oh, how many letters are in the alphabet? And I was That's like, 26 so in that meeting as well.
I love it. Okay, Riley, here it is.
A doctor and a boy were fishing. The boy was the doctor's son, but the doctor was not the boy's father. Who was the doctor?
You say that too fast.
Yeah. Okay, what colour is the bear?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16.
They caught lots of fish. I don't
know. If you know the answer to this.
Yellow.
A doctor and a boy were fishing. The doctor was the doctor's son. Oh, crap. I'm so sorry. I'm going to start again.
Okay, starting again. Here we go. Third time lucky.
A doctor and a boy were fishing. The boy was the doctor's son, but the doctor was not the boy's father. Who was the doctor?
The boy was the doctor's son.
Yep.
But the doctor was not the boy's father.
Yeah, that's correct.
A doctor and a boy were fishing.
Yeah. Is there another boy there?
I think it's in
there?
Fishing.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Wait, Seamus, wait.
Okay.
Hello, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. What do you think the answer is?
The doctor is the boy's mother.
Oh, we're horrible people.
You know what? Very good. Gender equality. Our bad for assuming.
Yes.
The doctor's a male.
Sarah, you can go forth into your Wednesday knowing that you are the smartest person on the border and you can take these with you.
You win 100 Riley, Rose and Seamus show points.
They don't mean anything, but they're good street
Woo!
Credit.
Woohoo, yeah.
Congratulations. Right. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, guys.
I just didn't think a lady would be fishing. I don't know why. Like, that's where I...
Hey, we
not
like...
that a lady wouldn't be a doctor.
No, it was a lady
wouldn't be fishing.
It makes us look like such jerks.
I know.
What? No women can be doctors.
Damn it.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.